You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
And we are introducing International Women's Month this month of March. And I just thought, let's have some fun this morning. I am looking at something very simple. Would I ever want to be a man? The answer is no. No, I don't. Why wouldn't I want to be a man? Okay, all right. At the top of my head, well, I don't want to be a man because I love having the sixth sense. I love having the sixth sense, that intuition that has never lied a day to me in my life. So, no, I don't want to give that up. I love having that. I want to be empathic and kind and considerate and thoughtful. Yarn. Not all men are that. I don't think most men are like that, by the way. I want to change my hairstyles and wear all sorts of clothes and shoes if I can find a size. And I want to play around with makeup because it's fun, to do. So I like that. I like the idea of being able to make big decisions because of the female body, like whether or not to keep your womb. It's a big decision, but it's my decision. You know, I like that. I want to have the ability to argue different perspectives that are practical and justice-based. So, no, I don't want to be a man. No, absolutely not. I want to be able to be a spouse, but know that it's not a need with which I can't survive. It's English. I love seeing my growth through the years against all odds. It's a constant reminder of my resilience, even though I do not want resilience to be my identity. I don't. But I like the fact that I have it. Grateful for that. I don't want to be strong. And I don't want to be considered strong. I'm an egg. I'm a glass. So, no, thank you. I'm not Umbakodo. If I didn't say it right, I hope you get it. I want to be able to have deep friendships and relationships with other women. Not surface level friendships. And then I call that friendship. Nope. No. We're not doing that. I want to be on the softer end of the spectrum, quite frankly. Like, yeah, look at me and feel like she needs help. Yeah, because I do. So, yes, I don't ever want anyone to look at me and be like, she's good. No, she's not good. Okay. Remember? Kanda? Yeah. I would love the option to not have to be considered as the sole provider. Nope. I am not the target market, so I do not want to be a man. I like the idea of being cushioned. So if there's a good leader, my man, lead. Yeah, I don't mind. Lead. So for me, yeah, I do not want to be a man for those reasons. There probably could be others. Maybe if I think deeper. There probably could be others. But for now, point is, Naki Shap, what about you? Would you ever want to be a man, ladies? Also, I see men changing to be women. So whether it's literally or their behavior giving feminine energy, they want soft life. So if they want to come to this side, why the hell must I jump ship to go to their side? Nope, absolutely not. We are not doing that. Gishapo, I'm staying right here where I am. Thank you very much.
Adventist World Radio, SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.